Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Country Cooking of France by Anne Willen is an in-depth cookbook devoted to traditional French regional home cooking. Drawing on Willen's long experience as a cooking teacher and founder of the La Varenne Cooking School in Burgundy, the book aims to make classic recipes from across France achievable for serious home cooks. Rather than focusing on restaurant-style presentation, it centers on everyday dishes shaped by local ingredients, climate, and custom, a perspective often described as cooking from the terroir. The volume is substantial in scope, presenting a large range of recipes and practical instruction while also providing context about regional foodways and the reasons certain techniques developed where they did. Alongside recipe guidance, the book uses photography and place-based storytelling to connect the reader to the landscapes and markets behind the dishes. The result is both a working kitchen reference and a portrait of French country cooking as a living tradition. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, terroir is the organizing idea for French home cooking. A defining strength of the book is its commitment to recipes that belong to particular places. Willen frames French country cooking through regional identity, showing how dishes are shaped by what grows locally, what animals are raised, and what preservation methods make sense in a given climate. This terroir-centered lens helps the reader understand why French cuisine is not one monolithic style but a mosaic of approaches that can differ sharply from one province to the next. Instead of treating regional names as decorative labels, the book uses them to signal real differences in ingredients and technique, such as the fats used for cooking, the herbs that dominate, or the types of beans, cheeses, and cured meats that appear repeatedly. For the home cook, this approach does more than add romance. It provides a practical map for making smart substitutions while keeping a dish true to its intention. When you understand what role a local ingredient plays, you can choose an equivalent that preserves the logic of the recipe, not just the name. Secondly, reliable. Tested recipes designed for real kitchens. The book is widely regarded as a dependable resource, and that reputation comes from how it treats recipes as instructions that must work in practice. Willen's voice as a teacher shows in the clarity of method, the attention to sequencing, and the way techniques are explained with the home cook in mind. The goal is not to overwhelm readers with professional shortcuts or hard-to-source products, but to help them produce classic results consistently across a wide range of preparations. The recipes emphasize sound fundamentals, building flavor step by step, controlling heat, and understanding how texture develops in soups, braises, doughs, and sauces. That practicality makes the book useful at multiple skill levels. Confident cooks can treat it as an authoritative reference, while less experienced cooks can use it as a structured course in French technique through repetition and mastery of core methods. The emphasis on what to look for during cooking, such as doneness cues and how mixtures should look or feel, supports learning, not just following. Thirdly, breadth of coverage across classic categories and everyday dishes, another major theme is range. The Country Cooking of France does not confine itself to a narrow set of famous dishes, but surveys the kinds of foods that make up daily and seasonal eating, from soups and vegetable preparations to hearty meat dishes and baked goods. This breadth reinforces the idea that French country cooking is built on staples and repetition, not just special occasion showpieces. The book includes dishes that many readers associate with particular regions, such as cassoulet and potato and cheese specialties, while also giving space to categories that often define home cooking, like simple breads, cakes, and practical preparations that fit weeknight routines. Importantly, variety here is not just a long list of recipes. It is a way of showing patterns how a technique changes as it moves across regions, how similar ingredients can produce different outcomes, and how menus shift with the seasons. For readers building a personal repertoire, this kind of coverage makes it easier to plan meals, balance flavors, and keep returning to the book as a foundational guide rather than a one-time project. Fourthly, technique and culinary context that deepen understanding. While the book is firmly a cookbook, it also teaches by situating recipes within culinary history and regional practice. Willen often explains the purpose behind a method, which helps readers internalize principles they can apply elsewhere. In French country cooking, technique is frequently about maximizing flavor from modest means, slow cooking to tenderize, careful browning to build depth, and the use of aromatics, stocks, and herbs to create complexity. Context also clarifies why certain foods became emblematic in certain places, whether due to agriculture, trade, or traditions of preservation and thrift. This kind of explanation turns the book into more than a compilation. It becomes a guided education in how French cooks think about structure in a dish, how components relate, and how to achieve balance. For a home cook, that knowledge translates into confidence, the ability to troubleshoot, adjust seasoning intelligently, and recognize when a dish is on the right track. It also makes the experience richer, connecting the act of cooking to a broader cultural story without turning the book into a purely academic text. Lastly, photography and a sense of place that support motivation and comprehension. The visual and atmospheric elements of the book play a functional role, not just a decorative one. Photographs of finished dishes provide a target for the cook, helping readers understand the intended look and texture of a preparation. In addition, environmental imagery and a strong sense of rural setting reinforce the central message that these recipes come from lived traditions tied to landscape and local markets. For many readers, this matters because classic French cooking can feel intimidating or overly formal. By grounding the food in everyday contexts, the book encourages a more approachable mindset. These are dishes meant to be cooked and eaten, not merely admired. The design is often described as both classic and fresh, which aligns with its mission to preserve tradition while keeping it usable in contemporary kitchens. That combination of practicality and inspiration is important in a large, comprehensive cookbook. Readers are more likely to return to it, mark pages, and cook through it when the book feels inviting. In that sense, the visual presentation becomes part of the teaching method, sustaining curiosity and helping cooks commit to learning across regions and techniques. In conclusion, The Country Cooking of France is best suited to home cooks who want more than a handful of famous French dishes and are willing to cook with intention. It will appeal to readers who enjoy learning technique through repetition, who care about authenticity in the sense of preserving the logic of a dish, and who are curious about how geography shapes cuisine. Beginners can benefit because the instructions are written with the teacher's clarity and focus on fundamentals, while experienced cooks will value the depth of repertoire and the regional perspective that can refresh familiar ideas. Practically, the book helps readers build a durable French cooking toolkit, how to construct flavor in soups and braises, how to approach classic baked goods, and how to cook in a way that respects ingredients and seasonality. Intellectually, it provides a coherent way to understand French food as a set of regional traditions rather than a single canon. What makes it stand out among French cookbooks is the combination of comprehensive scope, strong recipe reliability, and an explicit terroir-based framework, supported by photography and context that encourage readers to cook the dishes rather than simply admire them. If you would like to support Anne Willen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.